News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now to New Zealand, which will become the world's first nation to measure success by its people's well-being. Grant Robertson, New Zealand's Minister for Finance, announced on Tuesday that the country will design its entire 2019 budget around well-being and priorities such as child poverty, domestic violence and mental health. Minister Robertson joins us on the line to discuss the decision. Minister, why have you decided to measure the success of a budget by people's well-being?
Well, over the last few years, New Zealand had a reasonably high level of GDP growth rate, even, you know, 3.5%, even up to 4%. But a lot of New Zealanders have been saying, well, we've got that level of GDP growth, but at the same time, we've seen issues like homelessness getting worse, rates of child poverty getting worse, our rivers and our lakes being more polluted. And they've been asking themselves the question, well, if that's success, if that's a definition of success, then surely we've got something wrong here. So we've taken the approach of saying, let's measure the growth in our economy for sure, but let's also look at the health of our people, the health of our environment, and the strength of our communities. So in many ways, we're actually responding to, I think, people looking for something better in how we define success than just GDP growth.
Laudable aspirations, absolutely. But how do you measure them? I mean, it's easy to measure if the government, if the budget is in surplus or in deficit. More difficult to measure less tangible things, is it not?
Well, we certainly haven't had the long-run measures like GDP growth or debt or budget surpluses. But actually in New Zealand, you know, we do measure other things. We undertake surveys of people of, you know, how secure they feel, how connected they feel to their communities. We do measure the quality of our water and the quality of our air. It's just we haven't put those things together with how we put our budgets in place. So we've done an exercise over the last few years, and actually the New Zealand Treasury has been doing this for several years now, under a piece of work called the Living Standards Framework, and that looks at the whole spectrum of indicators from things that you're used to, like employment rates and home ownership rates, all the way through to those more subjective areas of well-being. And we now have around about 60 indicators that we're now able to track over a period of time that cover all of those different areas. So while they're less familiar to people than something like GDP growth, I think, you know, the old saying is that what you measure is what you do. We're now making sure we measure those things, and over time, I think people will get used to a different set of indicators.
Now, the opposition in New Zealand, they're not impressed. Perhaps that's to be expected. Their argument is, look, what you need to improve people's lives is better infrastructure, better public services. The opposition finance spokesperson, I suppose, tongue-in-cheek, saying, getting on better with your neighbours is twice as valuable as avoiding diabetes. I just think it starts to become a nonsense. What's your response to that?
Well, I mean, you know, of course it's important that we have good quality infrastructure and good quality public services. They're a big part of people's well-being going forward into the future. It's just that there are other things that matter as well. And it's not a matter, I mean, that particular comparison is not comparing to similar indicators there. No, this is actually about making sure that we get a full and a rich picture of what matters to New Zealanders.
Is it all a little woolly, though? Is it all a little, I suppose, happy-clappy, if I can use that term?
No, look, it's actually a really concrete process. In fact, the Treasury officials have made the point publicly here in New Zealand that the budget proposals this year went through a more rigorous approach than they have in the past, because those putting forward their ideas had to actually show how they were going to make a difference to our long-term well-being in New Zealand. And, you know, there's some core principles behind this that we've used in putting our budget together, which is agencies and departments now have to work together towards priority outcomes like, you know, improving child well-being, improving mental health, you know, helping with our transition issues around climate change. So they've got to work together. They've got to be prepared to show how they're going to make a difference over generations. It's actually a more rigorous process than what we've seen before. It's just that we're measuring our success against a wider set of indicators and deciding what to do on that basis. You know, I think this is what budgets should be about. Prosperity is important. Making the economy grow is important, but it's got to have a purpose, and that purpose is people's well-being.
Okay, we will leave it there. Finance Minister of New Zealand, Grant Robertson, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. That budget, Mr. Robertson's budget, is out this day 2 weeks.